This podcast is brought to you by Monetary Gold. Listeners who open a qualified account will receive up to $5,000 in free gold or silver. To learn more, go to monetarygold.com/grace. That's monetarygold.com/grace.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, the Spectator, and the Daily Mail.
You got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, the millennial with the mic, the Grace Curley Show.
Especially Grace. Grace, stand up.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. It is Wednesday. You are halfway through the week, and I thank you so much for tuning into the program today. The number, if you want to call in at any point throughout the show, is 844-500-4242. The text line is 617-213-1066. Just start your text with the word Curley, C-U-R-L-E-Y. All right. Where to begin? I struggle with this every day. The Dow had its worst drop since June of 2020, and inflation is at 8.3%, which explains, in case you were wondering, why Joe Biden was hosting a giant party yesterday on the South Lawn.
Like 8 to 5. 2 to 3 out of 5.
Featuring, and I'm so mad about this. At first, I was like, you know, I'm actually glad that the party's at 3. I'll be off the air. How we can handle the Joe Biden sound. I don't want to sit through listening to him ramble and wander off the stage. But I didn't know he was pulling out all the stops. I did not know he was going to bring in the one, the only, James Taylor. Had I known that, the show would have been completely different. I think what Joe should have done is gone full Super Sweet 16 and not just had James Taylor as a musical performer, but I think that they should have brought out a 51 Plymouth with like a giant bow on it, a pony. What better way to celebrate how great the economy is doing thanks to the Biden boom than by having this huge party? Were there pinatas? Was there a cake? Did it have tears? I didn't think we would see James Taylor again at the White House after the terrible reception he got when he was showing up in Paris with John Kerry. I thought that would be the warning flag or, you know, the sign for future politicians. Maybe we don't bring out James Taylor with his guitar, but apparently not, because they brought him out. And so Biden's at the mic yesterday. He's all revved up. He's in the sunglasses. He's yelling at us about how great everything is.
Just try to understand. Everything's really going good.
Very frustrated that we're not getting it. Now, CNN couldn't even take it. CNN had to cut out because they even felt compelled to cover the...
I said when I got elected, and I've said every month since then.
They even felt compelled to cover the tumbling stock market. And I actually want to play Allison Camerota because this cracked me up. Because the visual was a thing of beauty. It was like looking at a piece of art, seeing Joe Biden at the mic. You'll notice he's got like three mics going. They got the mic at the podium and they've got the mic in his hand. This drives Taylor crazy because if you have one mic, that should be good. But we figured out, we were thinking about why they were doing that. It's because he wanders. It's because he takes the mic and he goes rogue. So he's got to have multiple mics. Maybe next time he'll have one clipped on his collar, one in his hand, two on the podium.
Give him a headset mic.
And they'll have mics like in the rocks, surround sound, so he can just lean into something. So he's got all the mics going. He's yelling at us about how great everything is. And even Allison Camerota had to say about this optic that it was just terrible. Let's take a listen. Cut 31.
Stood up.
Okay, you're listening there to President Biden at the White House. He's celebrating the passage of the Inflation Reduction Act. He says that he's been fighting Big Pharma for decades. But there is this unfortunate split screen right now with the Dow taking a total beating, down more than 1,200 points. And so it feels like it's hard to be celebratory for some people in the crowd.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate for Allison because the split screen makes her feel like she has to be semi-truthful with the audience, which I'm sure is a real buzzkill. Because the people at CNN are trying to get into the spirit, too. You know, I'm sure they have the noisemakers. They're trying to feel like they're at the party, too. You know, via Zoom, they're Zooming into the party. And it puts a little bit of rain on their parade. But beyond that, then you had Karine Jean-Pierre. She's talking about how prices have been flat. Again, they live in a different reality. And it seems so much cooler than the one we're in. I want to get there. I want to be hypnotized and live in the world of the liberals, where prices are flat and things are great and parties are being had. But unfortunately, that's not happening for me. What's frightening, though, is while that's all happening, while Nancy, Antoinette, Pelosi, and Liz Warren and James Taylor are all enjoying their inflation palooza party on the South Lawn and having a sing-along and wearing their fedora hats and waving their flags and just having a grand old time, while all that's happening, we find out that Mike Lindell, the CEO of MyPillow, had his phone seized by federal agents yesterday at a Hardee's in Minnesota. He was on a hunting trip with his friend. The FBI shows up. They take his cell phone. And I want to play you, Mike Lindell, before I break this down, before I take your calls on this, because I'm sure everyone has mixed feelings on this. Because on one hand, it's an abomination what is happening as far as the politicization of our DOJ and our FBI. But then at the same time, you're torn because you're like, yeah, but I mean, Joe Biden's doing such a great job with everything else. So it's like, what do you do in that situation? But let's take a little bit of Mike Lindell. He's talking about the FBI seizing his phone on Instagram yesterday. This is Cut 44.
Today, the FBI, you're going to hear this, and you're probably already hearing it in the news. The FBI came after me and took my phone. They surrounded me at a Hardee's and took my phone that I run all my business, everything with. They could have just, what they've done is weaponize the FBI. It's disgusting. I don't have a computer. Everything I do have that phone, everything was on there. And they told me not to tell anybody. Here's an order. Don't tell anybody. Okay, I won't. Well, I am.
Yeah, we're going to take your phone away from you and just keep it between us, Mike. This is absolutely absurd, and it's really sickening what's happening. So American Thinker has a really good piece on this by Andrea Widberg. She's an excellent writer, and the title is The FBI Hunted Down Mike Lindell and Seized His Phone. And she talks about how in Lindell's case, he's apparently being investigated because of charges against this woman, Tina Peters, who's a Colorado clerk, who is being charged with attempting to breach voting system technology. And she was allegedly helping people copy voting machine hard drives. Now, according to American Thinker, this information ended up being shared with people who believe there was a substantial fraud in the 2020 election. So I guess what they're trying to do is they're trying to paint Lindell as some sort of accomplice. On the heels of this news that the FBI showed up to this all happens after we find out the FBI showed up to the doorstep of a Trump supporter because they got a tip that she was at the Capitol on January 6th, and she wasn't. This is also on the heels of the fact that they're subpoenaing around 40 people from Trump World, and their grave sin is, of course, being from Trump World. Now, it's all about intimidation. It's all about embarrassing people. It's all about, scaring people into silence and ruining anyone with legal fees, anyone who stayed loyal to Trump throughout 2020, throughout the election controversies. And now here's the problem. The problem with anyone out there, I don't care what side of the political aisle you're on, left, right, center, libertarian, I don't care. The problem with anyone who thinks that election deniers, and this is what I'm just using the terminology that I've been taught by Big Brother, by Big Tech, by the Ministry of Truth. The issue with anyone who thinks that election deniers should have their homes raided or their cell phones taken away or be thrown into Hinckley's jail cell or be ruined with legal fees or be barred from ever running for office again. The issue with that logic is that means when Republicans are back in charge, and I hope and I pray that they are very soon, that this weaponization of the DOJ and the FBI could easily be used against election deniers who are Democrats. No, I'm not talking about Twitter trolls who write blue and non theories online from their mom's basement. You too. You could also be involved in this. No doubt about that. But I'm talking about the top dogs here. I'm talking about the heavy hitters. I'm talking about Hillary Clinton, Kamala Harris, Stacey Abrams, Karine Jean-Pierre, Jamie Raskin, Adam Schiff. All of those people are election deniers. So everyone should hate what's happening right now. And I know it's only the right because the left have put getting Trump over protecting civil liberties or caring about the Constitution. It's all about getting Trump and the ends justify the means. They don't care if the world burns in the process. But we have to come together on this. This is bad for everyone. Mike Lindell getting his cell phone seized by the FBI. The same FBI that doesn't give a bleep about Larry Nassar molesting women. The same FBI that doesn't care about the Parkland shooter and all of those red flags. The same FBI that didn't care about the Boston Marathon bombers. They're seizing Mike Lindell's cell phone. They're raiding Roger Stone's home at 5 a.m. with CNN cameras right by them. They are going through Melania's wardrobe and Barron Trump's bedroom. They're taking Lego sets from people's homes in Pennsylvania. They have time for that. They have resources for that. They have energy for that. They have motivation for that. The FBI and the DOJ have disgraced themselves. And this has to backfire on them. People have to understand the direction. Well, forget the direction we're going in. We're in it. This is it. We're on the road. It's scary times. 844-500-4242. Mike Lindell, like Trump, has a very good sense of humor. He's not letting this get him down, but it's frightening and it should scare everybody. And I don't even really care. I don't really care if you like Trump. I don't really care if you like Mike Lindell. A precedent is being set here and it's a really, really chilling, scary one. We'll be right back with your calls on this. I hope people are as riled up as I am because I am. I would love to say I'm in disbelief, like I'm in shock, but I'm not. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Dr. Houghton of Perfect Smiles is a superb architect. When it comes to dentistry, he is the best at what he does. He fixes your teeth and your smile, but what he really does is he builds the self-confidence of his patients. When you have a smile that you're proud of, it builds confidence in your professional life and in your personal life. The better you look, the better you feel. That helps every aspect of your life, every interaction you have daily. Because if you're not afraid to smile, every other part of life becomes a lot easier. So take care of yourself because you deserve it. Call Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. If you've heard this and you've been delaying, don't delay any further. They're conveniently located off of Route 3. They have plenty of parking and you can reach them at perfectsmiles.com. That's perfectsmiles.com. Change your smile, change your life. We also have a lot of fun, great news to get to. Caroline Leavitt won last night in New Hampshire. She won the primary for the first congressional district. We're going to talk about that. We have some crazy news. You know, we have royal news. We got everything you could possibly want. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with your calls. This is The Grace Curley Show.
I have seen fire.
Can I get out of here, please?
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. Grace Curley. She's the cool kid at the lunch table.
I want a hamburger. No, a cheeseburger. I want a hot dog. I want a milkshake. I want potatoes.
You'll get nothing and like it.
This is The Grace Curley Show.
You know, I was going to have an inflation reduction party too, but everything's so damn expensive that I decided, nah, I'm going to skip it this year. I'll have my inflation reduction party next year when inflation's up to, what, 11, 12%. That's when I celebrate. I don't celebrate for 8.3. I wait till it breaks into double digits, baby. Ed,
you got good blood, kid.
You're up first today on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Ed.
Hi, Grace. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on? Are you there, Ed?
Yes. Hi, Grace. How are you?
Good, good. Go ahead.
Hey, I just want to give you a little positive note. You know, up here in people are really waking up.
Sorry, Ed, your connection stinks, but I appreciate you calling in. I want to talk about some of this response here from the media as they're trying to cover both. They're trying to cover both the inflation numbers, the stock market, the Dow, you know, everything's tumbling. And then at the same time, they've got this screen of Joe Biden, who was in quite the mood yesterday, and he's having a party. It's his party, and he'll yell if he wants to. All right. And I think my favorite cut has to be from Fox News. They had to interrupt Joe Biden because Joe Biden is living in fantasy land. He lives in this world. You know, his world is like Hubble in The Way We Were. His world is made of ice cream. And everything is coming up roses for Joe. Unfortunately for us, it is not the same. So let's take cut 30, please.
But for years, Big Pharma blocked Medicare from negotiating lower drug prices.
All right, I do not want to be a party crasher, but we interrupt this celebration for a hard, cold dose of reality. Stocks tanking because inflation is accelerating. The very inflation that the president said he's made great progress addressing.
I would call that a party pooper. Is that Neil Cavuto? Yeah. Neil, come on, man. You're ruining our good time with all your bad news and your numbers. Your damn numbers. Check the polls, Jack. Things are looking good. I'm not going to get fully into the Joe Biden sound. We will play it throughout the course of the day, but we got to ease ourselves into this. But I thought what was even more fascinating was Karine Jean-Pierre, because we've gone from denying inflation exists to admitting there's inflation but saying it's transitory, to blaming inflation on Russia and Putin, to then saying that inflation is 0%, to now saying that prices are flat. And I don't understand any of this. But you know what I want to say here, too, is while Joe Biden's having that event, let's just play a little game that I'm now playing daily, but it's really hard for me not to play this. If that were Donald Trump, okay, and he was cracking open the champagne while Americans were suffering with these horrible inflation numbers, while Americans were struggling to get food, struggling to put food on the table, struggling to pay for gas, if that were Donald Trump
struggling
on the South Lawn and he brought out, I don't know any singer that Trump's friends with, maybe Kid Rock. Let's say Kid Rock, okay? He brings out Kid Rock to do a little bit of country jamming.
Ted Nugent.
Yeah. He brings out some country old classic. Jim Acosta, who we haven't seen since the Trump administration. I think he hosts a show at like 11 p.m. on Saturday nights. But Jim Acosta and Yamiche Alcindor, they would be out there screaming bloody murder. Mr. President! What do you say to people who think this is grossly insensitive while Americans are struggling to put food on the table and you're having a party? They would be throwing themselves at the podium to try to get an answer from him. And now you hear crickets. In fact, the only question that Karine Jean-Pierre really got, I think, that was a tough one was Kelly O'Donnell, who was asking about this juxtaposition of the way the White House is celebrating in the actual inflation numbers. And let's take a listen to her response. This is cut 42.
What exactly would the Inflation Reduction Act do to reduce inflation in the short term?
So I when you look at the lowering costs in particular for Americans, I think that's important when you think about how inflation has increased costs for Americans. If you think about the $100 saving about $100 per year on premiums with ACA, when you think about lowering costs for our seniors, capping that at $2,000 a year instead of thousands and thousands of dollars a month, that lowering of cost as we deal with a time that is difficult for many Americans. Look,
hold on. I have a question. Am I the only American? And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm reading the room wrong. Maybe I have the wrong idea. Maybe KJP and Joe Biden and Ron Klain are more in touch with the American people than I am. But are any of you planning on installing rooftop solar energy or buying energy efficient improvement materials or energy saving windows and doors or purchasing heating and cooling equipment or getting a tax credit on a new electric vehicle? Because unless you're planning on doing any of those things, the answer to that question is it's going to do nothing to help you. 844-500-4242. When we come back, we're talking Mike Lindell, inflation, and so much more. Get on the lines now. It's the Grace Curley Show.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria Studio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. We've got a lot of people on the lines who want to discuss Joe Biden, probably want to talk a little bit about Mike Lindell as well. If you're just tuning in, you probably heard about Lisa Gallagher. She was the woman who was on Tucker Carlson on Monday talking about how the FBI showed up at her door because they got an anonymous tip that she was at the Capitol on January 6th. Spoiler alert for all the FBI agents out there who haven't seen the finale yet, she wasn't at the Capitol. But that didn't stop them from showing up because they have nothing better to do than to harass Trump supporters. Now, yesterday we find out that Mike Lindell's cell phone was taken away from him when he was at a Hardee's in Minnesota after a hunting trip with his friend. Again, this is your FBI. This is what they have going on. It's really, really pathetic and very, very scary. On a different note, we're also talking about the Inflation Reduction Act party that was at the White House yesterday, complete with the musical stylings of James Taylor and the rambling and rantings from Nancy Pelosi. So we're going to get to all of this right now, but let's start with the callers here. John, you're first up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Grace. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, it is quite disturbing that the authoritarian administration is basically behaving like Castro, Stalin, and others. Just destroy your enemy to get what you want. But I digress. You mentioned about the Build Back Better, and then you mentioned something about solar. I just caught you at the end of it. And we're about to do solar at our house. And for the listeners out there and yourself, give an example. My bills average in the summertime $180, $200, $210 a month. A couple of air conditioners, small swimming pool, yada, yada, yada. And I got to go with a company. And I'm buying the system, which I'll be paying $76 a month. It's $25,000 for the system. On top of that, we're paying $7 a month to Eversource, our electric provider. So $76 to the company, $7 to the provider. After the end of the year, we're going to get checked for our $6,600-some-odd. We're turning that over to the solar company. And now I owe $18,000 in change. I'm paying 1.49% interest on this, that's all. And basically, it's getting me out of deep hole because I'm about to retire. I don't make the big money anymore, not even big money. And it is going to work out for me. People should look at it. For many, it's not an option. For many, you'll find some of these companies out there are not scam, but they promise a lot and don't deliver. But the company I'm dealing with, I went to about a half dozen different companies. I found one that can make my life easier.
John, I don't want to cut you off. And I'm happy for you. And I'm happy for people who can do that. And I've said this before. I know we've got a lot of pro-solar people in the audience. It's no shade to solar. It's no shade to windmills. If that's what you use, if that's going to save you money, that's great. And I'm all for that. But you said it's $25,000 to buy this. And like you just said, it's not an option for a lot of people. And while I think it's great when it works out for people, I think the president going out there and celebrating this $739 billion bill, and you know, if he called it the pro-solar panel bill that's going to work out for John, that might be different, but he's calling it the Inflation Reduction Act. And that to me, as an American, is insulting. When I'm looking at the numbers here, and it's 8.3% inflation, and they're pushing all of this global warming, climate, green initiatives as a way to reduce inflation, that's just not what's going to happen. And a lot of these things, a lot of these savings that they keep pointing out, they're not even going to kick in for the minority of people, for a small amount of people, until 2024 or 2026. And so do you understand where I'm coming from, John, where it just feels really out of touch and almost like a slap in the face to regular Americans?
Yeah, and I also found that basically him cheering yesterday and the perfidy of his statements tells me that this is Nero on his fiddle while the country burns. And it is disgusting that he is doing this But you know what? People need to wake up, because we know this, the Inflation Reduction Act is not going to help us. We saw that with the stock market tanking yesterday. But, you know, I've reached that point in my life where I left Massachusetts 21 years ago to escape the BS that was being put upon me. And I have found a way to mitigate my costs, albeit I'm paying $76 a month for the next 18, 19 years. But my costs overall are going to get down. At the end of the year, I do get a check back from Eversource. So, you know, some people look in, but no, you're 100% right on what's happening in this country. It's being destroyed, and before you know it, we're going to be the United Socialist States of America. Thanks for listening to me.
Thank you, John. I appreciate the call. And this is just an update for people, because Joe Biden, while he's telling us about all these things, and let's just play a cut here to give people a taste of the party they weren't invited to, a taste of the delicious cake that you were not allowed to eat because it was saved for Joe Antoinette Biden. I know they say Joe Robinette Biden. No, it's Joseph Antoinette Biden. He's celebrating inflation, and he's talking about this EV tax credit. This is cut 21.
It gives a tax credit up to $7,500 to buy a new electric vehicle or a fuel cell vehicle made in America.
Yeah. So if you're in the market, if this past year has been so good to you that you're in the market to buy a new car, then this is going to come in handy for you. And along those lines, Joe Biden, and this is all, a lot of this is under the guise of climate, you know, this big sweeping climate reform bill.
Blah, 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 blah.
Right. And I just want to point out two things. One is that it is a very exciting announcement here that Biden is going to announce a $900 million electric vehicle infrastructure overhaul at a Detroit auto show today. And I love when he's at auto shows. I love when he's, you know, he's got the cars behind him, and he's, I wonder if he'll wear his leather bomber jacket, his aviators. He's a car guy. He's a car guy. So he's going to announce this $85 billion in private sector investments because of the bipartisan infrastructure law, and $900 million to build EV chargers across 53,000 miles of the national highway system. What could I should add in the racist national highway system, according to Pete Buttigieg, who we haven't heard from in quite some time. Now, while all this is happening to fight global warming, I just want to tell you one thing that I found kind of amusing. President Biden used his taxpayer-funded jet and motorcades to vote in person rather than casting an absentee ballot. Now, don't call up and say to me, well, you're against mail-in voting. There's a difference between universal mail-in voting and absentee ballots. Most presidents vote with absentee ballots because, I'll explain to you why, because these trips that they take just to vote, it would be one thing if he says, all right, I'm going to vote, and then I'm also going to meet up with this head of state. I'm going to also meet up with this person. I'm going to take this person golfing. No. He said he's going just to vote. And the average cost per flying hour is $206,000. So that estimates have claimed that the average cost of travel for a U.S. president is roughly $2,600 per minute. Now, forget the cost, because I'm sure people will say, well, Trump traveled here and, you know, Bill Clinton traveled to Martha's Vineyard and they all blah, blah, blah. Forget that. I don't care about the cost. It's not about the money for me. It's not about the money. It's about Mother Nature. It's about the carbon footprint. That's what I'm worried about. So Joe Biden is taking this flight that's going to harm my globe. It's going to harm my planet. And I take offense to that. Okay? I just want to point
that out. It's the only way to fly.
Chris, you are next up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, Grace, thanks for talking to me again. So it's infuriating to me that these stooges, okay, in Washington on both sides, get up there and they say, oh, we're working for you, and we know about the common man's struggle and Inflation Reduction Act, and they have freaking James Taylor playing the guitar. But these people have never been to a grocery store, never purchased anything at a grocery store. I was there this morning at Market Basket. I bought six items. It was $21. Okay. It wasn't anything expensive. It was iced tea, a slice of pizza. It was nothing. And they get up there and they lecture, oh, it's Russia, it's transitory, all this stuff. And it's like, guys, this is not, it's just, it's maddening to me.
Yeah,
and I feel so helpless the way that these things happen. We can't control it.
And another part of it, Chris, and we talked about this yesterday, that's maddening, is when you bring it up to anyone, whether it's in the White House or the Democrats, Dick Durbin, Gene Sperling, whoever it is, and you say, you know, is this a mistake? Is this a mistake? Can you take any responsibility for what's happening here? They say, well, you know, we can't, hindsight's 2020. Well, people have been warning you about it for months, and they're still out there. And this is the part of it that really grinds my gears. They're still out there touting these economists that we're supposed to listen to. 26 economists. I don't give a bleep what these economists say at this point. I would rather listen to a random person I met on the side of the road than any of these Nobel laureates. In fact, the only reason I would listen to one of these Nobel laureates is because I would listen to what they say and I would do the exact opposite, because they've been wrong on every single thing since the beginning. So the gall to bring up these Nobel laureate economists as if that means diddly squat to the average American who's been screwed over and over and over again is insane. It's just insane. That's all it is. David, you're next up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, David.
Grace, I just wanted to say 80% of the solar energy panels around the world is dominated by the communist Chinese market. And if it says made in USA, basically many of the parts are made in China and they're just assembled here. So communist China dominates the solar panel market. That gentleman who called before, taxpayers are paying for those tax credits to put those solar panels up. It's the full technology is simply not here right now, and so it's the bottom line is Chinese Uyghur slaves are making many of the solar panels, and communist China globally is running 80% of the solar panel market. So good luck for all these social justice warriors.
Yeah, and this is something, a problem we see with not just solar panels, and I know that last caller knows this, but with electric vehicles. You know what electric vehicles need? They need batteries. You know what the batteries need? A lot of times, they need cobalt. They need things like that. Where do those things come from? Sometimes they come from rainforests that we have to tear down. And what happens when these things go, when they run out, when they die, when the batteries die, when the solar panels need to be replaced? Where does all this stuff go? And if it goes somewhere, if it goes into a giant pit, is that good for the environment? I mean, there are a lot of follow-up questions that I'm not allowed to ask. Asking about the logic behind the global warming green initiatives is like questioning an election. It is not allowed anymore. You have to follow the science. And the science is whatever Dr. Fauci says. The science is whatever Alexander Ocasio-Cortez says. The science is whatever Stacey Abrams says. Anything else, any questions you have about the logic behind the nuttiness that we're currently seeing, well, you better watch out. Because if you've got a Lego set at your house, or if you've got a neighbor who doesn't like you, you might find the FBI showing up at your door next asking for your cell phone. 844-500-4242. I don't know, Jared. Every day I say, keeping it light, not going to get angry. And then I get angry, but I'm getting angry for you.
Well, the first video of Joe Biden at this car show in Detroit has come out, and he is singing happy birthday to a plant worker because, according to Joe, if he didn't, his wife would kill him. So that's how that trip's going.
Oh, did you see yesterday, by the way, this didn't get nearly as much play because Karine Jean-Pierre, I think she's such a bad White House press secretary, and I gave her a shot. I really did. I gave her a chance. But she's not even getting the same amount of coverage that Jen Psaki got because everything is just so ludicrous. It's just word salad. But I did see that she was celebrating one of the staffers who's getting married, and the girl had a sash on that said bride-to-be, and her husband had the K95 mask on, and he had the groom-to-be. I mean, it's really, it's...
Yeah, Psaki did something like that, too, earlier. It is the elites on parade, like our caller said, fiddling and dancing while the country burns around them.
Yeah, it's really insulting at this point, and it's like... It's like watching a sorority, you know, have a party every day at the press briefings. I'm like, any questions want to be asked here? Any reporters? Are there any reporters in this room? For the love of God.
What kind of cake are you having at the reception? Is it marble? Is it velvet?
Will Jen Psaki's mother-in-law make the cookies at your bridal reception? How is Jen? Was today her first day at NBC? How did she do? Did she give you any words of wisdom, KJP? I can't stand these people. I cannot stand these people. These Democrats are... You're right, Jared. They're fiddling.
It's a hell of a lot of journalism.
And they don't care. They don't care that you have to deal with the consequences of their atrocious actions. It doesn't matter to them because someone's getting married. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack is back. We get asked all the time, does it really work? The answer is yes. The 3-Pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are number one, odors. That could be pet, tobacco, musty basement smells, anything that's typically really hard to get rid of. Number two, the Thunderstorm Air Purifier can relieve allergies and sinus problems. Jared, this is where you come in.
Yeah, I love this for my allergies, and especially this time of year because, oh well, look at that, the leaves have started falling. So it's a lot of yard work, it's a lot of being outside, it's a lot of pollen everywhere, but the Eden Pure Thunderstorm purifies the air, and it ionizes the air, creates a super oxygen, which is what eliminates those allergens and pollutants in the air. So after a nice day of leafing, you get that awful leaf smell on you, you're all sweaty, you just go in, not only can you deodorize all the stuff you're wearing, you can actually get relief from your allergies.
Yeah, and it's a small device. It's easy to plug in, easy to use, doesn't require any air filters or extra parts, so it saves you time and money. And the best part is it's a 3-pack. So you can get the 3-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com. Put in code word GRACE3. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Code word GRACE3. Shipping is free. We'll be right back.
Follow Grace on Twitter at G_Curly. Start the afternoon off right.
Now what? Now comes a girl. Here she is. This is just the best part of my day.
It's Grace Curley.
Today's poll question is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. Plan your winter getaway now at the Nauset Beach Inn. Ocean view rooms are priced from just $119.99 during the week and $149.99 a night on weekends. November through March, book online at NausetBeachInn.com. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Do you think the GOP is doing enough for 2022?
No, I really don't. And I would love to talk about this. We are going to have John Daniel Davidson on in the next segment. So we'll have to put this on hold till around 1:30. But I wonder if people are as fed up with this as I am. They've got tons of money and I'm not really seeing anything from them. The RNC has an okay Twitter account, but only so many people are on Twitter. You know, like Kevin McCarthy, Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell is just not saying anything. He's basically saying, oh, we're probably going to lose. I mean, this is the minority leader in the Senate and he's given up. And there should be ads going round the clock of what's happening. They would not be hard to make. I just don't see the effort. So no, I don't think they're doing enough.
96% of the audience believes no, they are not. And you're right, Mitch McConnell, I think, and this is just me, I think Mitch McConnell is upset that Donald Trump's candidates are doing better than his. So he's such a loser that he's going to throw this and try and actually throw the Senate.
Yeah.
Because he's one of those sad creatures that thrives on being able to be the guy people come to ask for something rather than to be like an actual man.
Well, yeah, and I don't think usually anytime Jared says this is just my opinion, I think we're going into new land. But I think that's just a fact. I don't think there's any question. He's a sore loser. And he's just so angry at Trump, and therefore he's not going to make any effort to help these candidates win.
Am I not turtly enough for the turtle club?
It's completely pathetic. I see a lot of people online who want to talk about EVs and solar panels. Let's go to Rose. You're up next. Go ahead, Rose, really quick.
Hey, yes. I just wanted to make a comment. Thank you, Grace. On the guy that called raving about his solar panel installation and all the money, it happens that I'm an attorney and I've managed a lot of that stuff. And I got to tell you, people aren't thinking about those 30-year leases and what happens when they sell their house or when the roof needs to be replaced because nobody wants to come back and take them off and nobody wants to re-put them on after. On top of that, a lot of the installs leak and create problems. So I don't think it's the be-all, end-all that it's supposed to be.
I agree, Rose. Those are very good points that I didn't even think of. Thanks for the call. When we come back, John Daniel Davidson is talking about Mike Lindell and how the Biden administration is criminalizing the opposition. Don't go anywhere.